Okay, we're going to start with a prayer.
Again, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings that you have given us. We ask, Father, that you would be with this meeting today. Again, Father, I ask for wisdom for our commissioners. I ask, Father, for safety for our road crews. Father, that you would just bless each one of your people. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sue. Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, March 2nd, 2015. And first on the, let's see, do we, no one, no public comment. Commission remarks, any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 343124 through 343182. Warrants 6186 through 6189. And two journal entries, one for airport electricity and one for sewer biosolids.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Review and abate 2010 personal taxes. I don't see anybody here.
Should be Sheila's office.
I don't know. I'm going to have to find out about this, but I don't know why we're going back that far. 3 years is the most we've ever went back as far as a county commission abating taxes. You know, Brandon, I read all the notes and everything there on that.
I'm just waiting for somebody here to present it to us.
Yeah.
The next one's county collector also.
Yeah.
What do you want to...
Oh, there we go.
Oh. Come on up, Sheila. We've...
Oh, ready?
Yes.
I forgot to bring a pen. I need one. Somebody's left one.
Well, you have one in your hand there.
Been busy this morning.
Kind of like a black river. Looking for your glasses.
That's just when they're on my head. I've done that too. No, usually mine's right here. Oh my. Well, I'm starting off really good.
This personal property issue on 2010 abatements.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been here, I don't know that we've ever went back that far.
Normally we do it in three. The statute has 3 years, and that's 5 years. I don't have any legal, you know, collection to go forth. We didn't do it last year, and so to bring it up to current, that would be 11, 10, and 11. But I just gave you the printout on 10. I have 11s here, the totals and so forth. But I can collect them if they willingly pay them. I can't bring on 147.30, I can't bring like the businesses and stuff. Like when we send out our delinquent business notices, when I send them out, we'll be sending those that are with a letter quoting the statute and threatening your prosecution. I can't do that on any that are more than 3 years old. And so when we run those notices, I have to go through and mark off those that are because I am.
How many do you have in that amount on 2010, 2011?
Well, the 10 you have there, and I don't, our new program doesn't give me an individual count, but the 11, I've got the dollar amount, and do each one of you have a copy of the break on the 10?
Mm-hmm.
I had sent it. I didn't know if you had that one or not.
We have.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought you had one ready. No, I didn't get one, and I
That's the 10, and that's the one that that I put before you, and I sent upstairs with all the itemized individual, and then this is 11. I didn't send the itemized individual, that's the, and this is the 10 that you have the book there. Okay. This is the 11 totals. And Brandon, that's the 10, and that's the,
those years, a personal individual, the only way would be the state allows you, you know, two-year tag. So if you, the only way that a person would have to, and the way the personal property tax is, well, people pay it because they know they owe it, but some that pay it just to get the car license, the state has it set up that they have to show proof to get their license. So if to have to show, these would be people that would have moved out of the county, out of the state, actually, because if they're in another county, they're caught. We're on the web now, and if they go to another county and ask for a non-assessment or something, they're going to look up at the state, and they're going to see that they lived in Missouri, and they're going to make them, and they'll call us like we do other counties. And they have to show the paid receipt from here. So they're going to have moved out of state during the time that it would be.
I think we mentioned this before, but there's a, I don't know, if the setup is where anybody that had to have a permit or license, and I see we have a boat dock on here, if they have to get that, then it, the fact that it would couldn't be issued until they paid their personal property taxes, then, of course, this is not commercial. This is on a personal property deal, but it's the same thing. If they've got a boat dock down there, they have to get a permit on it. And they get the permit from the Corps of Engineers, so if you had them on a notifying list, because it's not the first boat dock that's came up before
mm-hmm,
us,
mm-hmm.
then they couldn't get a permit renewal unless they paid their taxes. On the business side of things, we have the opportunity to stop them from getting a business license or right to use their business until they pay their taxes. I don't know whether we have that set up with the Corps that way to where...
I'm not familiar with how the Corps, and how often do they have to get their boat dock permits? Do you know? I don't know. I've not dealt with the Corps on it. I don't know. And I do know on boat docks, sometimes we'll have somebody come in, we send out a bill, and they say, I haven't owned this dock in 2 years or so forth. And, of course, we send them to the assessor's office, and I don't know. You need to speak with... I don't know how they get a list of who owns boat docks. I don't know if the, you know, I don't know. They, like mobile homes, it's kind of like boat docks. You know, they try to put those on mobile homes so that it's with a car, so it comes under the same law, because we don't have any way to really collect them if they don't come in and pay them, if they're not tied with something like the car. But the boat docks, I think they're usually owned by themselves, but that's really, I'd have to ask the assessor's office to
find out.
Uh-huh. I don't know if the Corps sends them a list or, you know, how they know the owners of it. I actually kind of think that's the way it is, that the Corps sends them a list, but that's, I think, I don't know. If they would happen to be listening.
He was just sitting back there. I hope he got up to go grab something. Or...
Did he? Okay.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? This on this, Mike and Brandon, as far as...
Do you know the boat docks do, I don't remember who does, because things have switched around, is it Christy or Lynn that does boat docks? Do they get a list from the Corps to know who owns them? And?
They've been neglected for some time. They've been working on them. I just went down to get, Glenda has talked to the Corps. She's on the phone. As soon as she gets loose, she'll come down and see if she can answer your question. But my memory is, and what I've overheard, is the Corps is not, there's nothing regular about getting notified to what you're saying, I think. And we just got to work through it. But anyway, I'm stuttering because I'm not positive of that.
I honestly can't imagine the Corps requiring, it would be great, but...
I mean, this is a personal dock. If it was a business-operated dock, we'd have records of it at the courthouse, right? Because it'd fall under commercial or...
Well, that's another one of those two-ways thing. If you remember out the Branson Landing, we had that big dock where the excursion boat went out on its real estate. And the state says it shouldn't be real estate, it should be personal property. And so they could get away with it. Business could, on boat dock, it would be business personal property. And if they went out of business, they could get, you know, could get beat on that, you might say.
If they go out of business, if they stay in business, then the city should require
right.
that paid receipt. Hollister and Branson both are working, you know, with me that are supposed to require that paid receipt as long as they're in business. But I was looking here because I have one. I was going to share with you gentlemen here in a little bit. And, of course, we've dealt with this particular one on other forms of bankruptcy. I've got several different levels. And it's a boat dock. And it's the we've got a 2012 on it. And, of course, I filed it's in my bankruptcy court. And I just got the ruling. They're finalizing it from it. And, like, where the dock itself is, let me find it here.
While she's looking, Danny, would you repeat your question about how the Corps works?
Right. If we have track of how we keep track of boat docks, personal or business boat docks, is that they would have to get a permit from the Corps of Engineers. If they got a permit, then if it was arranged to where the Corps wouldn't issue a permit unless they paid their taxes on the boat dock, then we wouldn't have them coming for us.
Right, and that would be wonderful if it worked that way, because that's how City of Branson works with their licensing. They won't allow a business to renew their license unless they've paid their business personal property tax.
And Hollister.
The problem with the Corps information is we just, here not too long ago, sent a letter requesting ownership information and permit information, and we were denied. And it has to do with the public access information law.
I know we had a big issue with that particular one. So
oh,
I,
this is another one.
Oh, this one
this
is.
Danny, she's
well, it's already been through a court case, is what you're saying.
No, it has to. We were denied the information even as to who owns the boat docks and the permit information because of this public information access. They felt like that we were not entitled to that information, and they refused us.
Really? I'm going to call.
Yes.
I know three or four individuals down there, and I'm going to call them and tell them that it's a... an issue was.
In the past, we had received that information, but the last couple of years, we were just, it's like pulling teeth and they wouldn't provide it. So we were requested to submit a formal letter and explaining why we needed the information, and we were still denied.
I know some of those docks on Bull Shoals are only accessible by boat, mm-hmm. so you couldn't actually know it's even there until you, unless
right.
the Corps of Engineers who gives the permit would let you know. So that's
right.
Do Do you know how often they have to get a permit on the permit last?
I don't know that. I'm not sure of that. I don't know if it's renewed every year.
You've asked a question here on this one. I didn't know that this one was in the court case. So, not anything that we can really do on this one.
No.
We've had issues since I've been here today where a gentleman had paid the taxes, you know the guy, for 7 or 8 years. Come to find out he sold it to somebody else. He sold the boat to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're watching. Bit of a struggle.
Mm-hmm. They are.
For us to keep up with.
As we know by looking at this, that the county doesn't receive the funds out of it, but the school district, the fire district, and the city sure lose money whenever they don't pay their taxes. So that's the reason I'm...
Well, personal property is unsecured debt, and the reason, you know, the legislators, they've set it up the way they have, that they have to, if they live in the state of Missouri and have car license, they have to have it, you know, proof to get the car license. If they move out of the state, you know, they have no control. And as I think I put a note on that, the interest and penalty on the 2010 there is 85%. And I don't know the mind of the legislators, but I would assume that that's much greater than your, you know, the tax to begin, and they gave a time limit on for that debt to be against them, and when that time limit is up, then they allow it to be abated off for them. When I spoke to the administrator of one of the schools on the collection, it's been probably 18 months or so. He was set with the percentage of collection, the way he did his budget, he said it was just pretty, it just stayed pretty much on par, that what in that year's not collected, the delinquent comes in, and they do their budget based upon the current tax. And it's not collectible at this stage. And if you would check with the other counties that, like I have in the past, our percentage is very good. If you check with your fellow officials. And like I was showing you there on the bankruptcy court on that, they don't consider put the personal property at a high level of their collection when they distribute their money. We file it as a...
And that's the reason we come up with such a low number, is because they percentage it out as far as...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. That shows who they rated up above. We file it as a government secured debt, which is the highest way you can file a personal property. It's unsecured. I said government secured. It's government unsecured debt. Your real estate is secured. And
do you guys have any more questions on that?
Do we have this online as far as, is this not public information?
Yeah.
Can we not just post it online for everybody that doesn't pay their taxes?
It is online right now.
So anybody can get on there and find out who doesn't pay their taxes?
Absolutely. Okay. Which I got a complaint on that. I'll share with you sometime.
They should pay their taxes then.
The complaint I got, what is online is all of our taxes, paid and unpaid. And, of course, the unpaid have always been on there. But the way that they are now, and you can look at the TaneyCountyCollector.com, you can look then and you can actually go in and see the statement. And we did it for your banks, your title company. Well, I've got the personal property on there, too, and I did get a complaint last Friday on it. And I told them I would check with other counties and so forth. The objection they had, and theirs was paid, and they're paid very regularly, but it was because it showed all of their personal things, like they had on their assessment form, their cars and stuff, and they felt it was an invasion in their privacy. And it was a paid tax bill by a paid customer that pays promptly. But that is it's online. If you... Then apparently no one has complained to you about me having the paid tax bills online, because I didn't hear any comment. I just wondered if somebody had went ahead and called the commission office on it. No.
I don't know how much information we want out there, accessible. But.
Well, what's listed is just like your tax bill. It's okay. What's online. It tells them. And I thought what you were going to ask was if we could post that list there in the paper and saying that these are what they are. That was discussed one time, and you'd have to talk to the attorney, but I believe we were advised against it. Oh, and I know why, too. Because what is on that list is not guaranteed that it's on. You know, often we do abatements, and you can have... And so we have to be able to prove that they actually owe that debt. Some of those that are in there, I imagine you could go through, and you have to be able to, on one I tried to file on, and the attorney, it's your attorney, Frank Cotty, they... wanted, we'd sent all of her letters and done everything that was required, and then he was asking for things, and he wanted the assessment form that was filled out. And on that particular person, we couldn't furnish it. I went to the assessor for those, and the way it was set up, he said that it was hard to collect anyway, and that without having that in there. It had been added on.
So what you're telling us is last year this was brought before the commission and we didn't do anything on it.
No, I didn't bring it to the commission last year.
On 2010?
I did not.
Okay.
I didn't bring any at all last year.
All right.
I had...
I misunderstood you then.
I'm sorry. We did it the year before last. It had always been done since the beginning. It was done up until 99, not up until 2000. It was done on 5 years. The law changed in 98. I was made aware of when I came in here in 99. It changed from 5 years to 3 years. And so we did the 3 years up until last year.
My question is, and I don't have enough knowledge about the law on this, is that when we... approve the abatements for 2010 to get it off the books, then we're basically saying those individuals don't owe any taxes.
You are abating it in the same manner of 137.260 as the real estate. You go before and you're abating it off at that time. And it's showing the abated amounts are then reflected on the annual settlement. When you are abating it, the way the software company and the county clerk had asked, and which the provider happened to be down in my workroom right now, what program he had like for abating these off. And he has a program that once you do, and I've not seen it. He told the county clerk the other day that it's you. They take the order, and they have a program that abates all of those off at once, and she has the is given the documentation then at that time, so we understand it.
So I can go on here and look at everybody's stuff. It's interesting. You can find out who's honest or not.
Is that the website you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's available, to, and it's pretty easy to get to, isn't it? It's always been available at lookup computers in her house on the page, but...
So all personal property taxes, folks that do pay their bill, you can go online and see what they have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The complaint I had was those that do pay and pay regular that someone can look and see. They own a such-and-such year Lexus and stuff, and they thought it was making them more unsafe, I believe was the...
I can see that for right. security purposes, yeah.
And they asked how they could go about asking their... I told them it was public information, always been available from lookup computers showing her office or if anybody come in, we had to. And I get requests. Not many days go by I don't get requests from somebody asking for some type of, you know, information. There's few things in the collector's office that are not. All of our banking information and credit card information, you know, it's locked up and it is... not available. I mean, no, that's private, Social Security numbers, but all the data that we're charged with and collect for is a public knowledge. The answer I had for this person on how could they have their name removed from it being on there, I told them I would have to do some checking. I knew there had been questions on that in regard to deputies and judges from other counties, I'd heard them speak of it, but I honestly couldn't remember what the final answer was. I don't know if you gentlemen want to have your attorney to ask if there's a if someone can request it not to be online.
Well, it definitely don't have any, it doesn't have the effect that we thought it would. Possibly have whenever it was put online. We thought those people might have some embarrassment or something, and it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. The world's just not set up that way anymore. So, my only concern in approving an abatement like this is it's just. Encouragement. Those individuals who don't want to pay their taxes.
To move out of state?
Do anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, they'd have to, you know, or some things used to bother me, can't discuss here of how that I thought that some that were coming from other countries and the way they were doing is, and how you're required to give a non-assessment and so forth. That was hard to catch. But the way they have the personal property set up right now and by being online, my file is also online with the Department of Revenue of PAIDS, and so are most of the counties in the state. Well, I shouldn't say most. I'd say about 50 of 114. And so the collector, when they look, and the assessor has access to, and they look at the Department of Revenue to determine if that person owes taxes when they come in. They're wanting a non-assessment, and often they'll come and ask for that. And you can look online, and you can find out that they owed the car. And then if they tell you they're in another county, you can also look. The state puts that online also, so you can look at that and see if they've showed that it's paid. And then you send them back to that county.
Danny, you paid your taxes, just letting you know.
You don't have to worry about me paying mine. I received the benefit of the everything that has to do with it, so.
If
just aggravates me when other people don't pay theirs and still yet enjoy the same benefits that the county provides or the school districts or whatever. So I don't want to get started on that this morning. I don't want to get in a bad mood.
Well, I get in that every once in a while when I'm you're dealing. But as far as elected officials, if there's any that's unpaid when I do the settlement, we go through and we check those, and you would get that in a report. And as you notice, you've never had any. 1 year I had one and called them, and they were very embarrassed and hurt and came and paid it.
So you need us to abate 2010s? And 2011s, or just 2010s?
I'm leaving 11 up to you.
Well, you just got 10 posted today.
Yeah, good point.
That's all we can do today.
Move to abate 2010 personal taxes.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, next on the agenda.
Before we leave that, let it be noted that some of those were in court cases that we couldn't. Touch or make a decision on other than what we did.
No.
What's the next thing?
Okay, next on the agenda, representative agreement for Taney County Collector.
And that's the bankruptcy and tax sale attorney, Lee Rael from Lowther and Johnson law firm, that the state auditors had said I'd present to you guys last May after the state audit came and said that the commission had to sign that agreement, that they're the only, and in 09 my signature was on it.
We're the only ones that can sign a contract.
Uh-huh. And so after I sent an email to the law firm and told them, and they immediately sent back, and I sent that to you guys. And then in noting, I was going through old emails, and I knew I didn't have a copy of where it was signed, and so I contacted the Lowther and Johnson and asked them if they, and they had no copy before you guys had ever replied to it, so that's why I'm bringing it to that. The state auditors, you know, wrote that up in the audit that the county commission.
They wrote that nobody can be in the contract except for us, yet you were in the contracts.
And that the county commission should supply the collector with legal defense.
Has Frank looked at it yet?
A year ago, May, the same thing.
Is there a time limit on this? Let's have it. Let's have Frank look at this and bring it back to us, because I forgot what happened a year ago. I forgot what happened last week, much less a year ago. So,
Well, I mean, the contract was submitted at that time for his review. And the only reason I submitted to you is so that, you know, when you the state auditor had asked for answers to that. And
We'll have him review it and give us an opinion. He's got, and it may already be on file upstairs, his opinion on it.
Uh-huh. And then I think I've got 9 bankruptcies down there to go through and file and send off. And like I think I said in the email is that I file those. I could turn those all over to a bankruptcy attorney, and they could file them like you will. If you check with other first-class counties, you'll see that that's normally the way. But we file them, and then if we have any, they've showed us how, and I've attended some seminars on it, and then if we have any questions, I, through email, contact Lowther and Johnson in regard to the bankruptcy questions. We still are battling an old 8 tower that is on its real estate, that it was a kind of a towers. It was new territory for them, and it came from a Little Rock bankruptcy court, and they let something happen that normally, because it was on its real estate, we should have been, you know, paid right then. But Mr. Virel is still battling with them, trying to get the 8. He got the 9 and forward, but they're objecting to the 8, the company Daystar bought them. I'm just saying that to say this is reason. You have to have a bankruptcy attorney and a tax help.
We'll just go up and pull the paperwork from last May on the opinion, and then we'll repost this, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay. This isn't posted, so I'll just throw it out there, and somebody can answer me with it. I got a...
If it's not posted, we can't...
Don't want me to tell you then.
No, just talk. Tell us individually afterwards if you don't care.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I think he's getting an attorney.
We may want to post it under litigation then,
well,
for a later date. So
if it's not posted, we can't talk about it.
That's right.
Thank you.
He was wanting an answer to something that was put before you guys. And I said that
if it's not posted, we can't talk about it.
Next on the agenda, bid recommendations for GEO mapping device.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is a request that was put to me by Mr. Hayes at Road and Bridge a little over a month ago. Reference to bid number 201501-288 for a geo mapping device. I released this bid on the 28th of January. It closed on the 23rd of February. We opened the one and only bid package that we received on this last week. And before I turn it over to Mr. Hayes for his recommendation, I'd like to add to the record that this particular device and this particular vendor is one that we've used in the past, or the vendor is one we've used in the past to purchase one of these devices. There was a lot of information that came to me during the bid creation process. How should I say, it was rather strenuously put to me that this particular vendor is borderline qualifies for sole sourcing. Sole source is a process that you all are familiar with that we've used in the past. Rarely, I'd really prefer not to use sole source because of the fact that putting something out for bid really offers the most secure layers of protection for us, publicizing a need and sending email invitations, direct bid invitations out to various vendors that may or may not carry a particular product, I think add the more secure layer of protection for us. So I'll almost always err on the side of putting something out for bid rather than pursuing sole source declarations. That said, part of the information that allowed us to open this one and only response was based on the fact that this particular vendor has told us in the past that they have federal, regional, geographic limitations, and technically anyone else who carries this particular product is not by federal regulation allowed to sell in our area. So, you know, I'm not cutting off my nose to spite my face, but just to give Taney County the best possible protection, I put these things out for bid. So We received this one response, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes now to explain the need for the product and what that particular bid response was.
This particular device is what our sign man uses during sign maintenance, and we collect the data, GPS points, and we want to be able to put that into cartograph and on mapping. The unit he's currently using works well with putting it on mapping, keeping up, but trying to get it to work with cartograph and GIS together was an issue. It's old enough that it's hard to upgrade. So that's this unit's replacing the one he's currently using, and if we can be able to upgrade and use it, it's similar to the one Bridget uses, and hers is working great. And
it accommodates our existing software.
It's right, and it works with our existing software we have in place.
The amount was?
The cost of this one was $7,140, and I'm recommending we accept the only bid we have here. For this particular through Siler Instruments.
How do you spell that? How do you spell that?
Siler. S-E-I-L-E-R.
Instruments?
Instruments, yes.
Move to award bid number 201501-288 to Siler Instruments.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Notify Siler.
Court orders.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
First ones I have is a refund, personal property. It's abatement number 300046. It's for abatement year 2014. And it's a paid abatement change. What it is a person had a vehicle. They bought a new vehicle, traded in the old one. When they traded in the old one and put the new one on there, the old vehicle was not taken off their tax bill, and they had paid it and seen that it was still on there, so this here's deleting the old vehicle.
Wesley, you emailed those to us, didn't you?
Say again?
So you emailed those, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I'm trying to find it. When did you email it?
It would have been...
like Wednesday?
Last Monday, I think.
We, in defense of the county commission not having some of this stuff, we haven't been getting a lot of stuff through here. I'm getting a lot of spam, but I'm not getting all the information that we need, and I don't have that on here anywhere. And so, when you... email it to us, if you could let Shannon know to bring it to
it our... It goes to Shannon also.
Make it to our, bring it to our attention, though, that it's on there, because it's not on this phone, on my email section.
Okay.
And you see, whenever you pass it through, it's supposed to come right straight here. Did you get it, Brandon?
Is it the personal property add-on reports?
No.
No.
After that or before that?
It was before that.
Okay. I'm still digging.
Anyway, that's... I'm saying that in defense of the county commission, because we don't have it. I haven't looked at it, so
okay.
I don't have any problem with that particular one. But
yeah, when I email these out, I email them to Shanna. I email them to you, Mr. Williams, and Mr. Schofield also.
Right.
Also email them to Mr. Pennell and his deputy that runs their abatement side of it. And so I don't know. IS is having issues with their spam filter.
Yes, they are.
So
we don't I mean, my emails were mostly spam, and the stuff that I needed wasn't on there. So.
Right.
Is that the only one on the personal?
That's the only one on the personal property. Okay.
Motion to approve.
3-2.
Exhibit A, 3-2.
15.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next abatement I have is a real estate for erroneous assessment. Incorrectly assessed lots on either side is either side at 820 assessed. No notes in the system explaining why. And this here is for Messerschmitt.
Yeah. I could. Got three vacant lots in Merriam Woods, one on each side of this parcel are valued at $43.15. This one's valued at $45,100. It was just an error. And, we actually abated, I shouldn't say we abated. I believe we abated 2013. We attached both 2013 and 2012. On this same lot, and if it's valued correctly in 2012, corrected in 2013, I believe it is, but it's wrong for 2014. It's not a refund, they haven't paid it yet, so the lady came in the office.
It's the same owner?
Yeah, same owner.
Same owner, and the middle one's higher. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, the lots on each side are not the same owner, but this one lot that we're asking for a vote. She's owned it for a number of years.
The reason I said that for the county commission's benefit, if we have something brought before us in BOE, and this name is familiar to me, and we make an adjustment on that, sometimes we don't get the surrounding lots or area changed. And so that could be the reason that this is like this. I don't care to... lower this one, but I did have a question as to why it wasn't a BOE issue. Are you doing it versus the owner requesting it?
The owner came in the office and requested it.
All right.
And it may have, I don't know how 13, because the book was set in 13, supposed to be same 14, I don't know.
But it didn't get changed. I mean,
it did change for 14. Yeah. It got corrected for 13.
Exhibit B.
Sorry, label.
You already got it.
Down
as Exhibit B with today's date.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Exhibit B with today's date. Second. You second it, Dave?
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all the abatements I have, gentlemen.
I may, I sent you all a letter of request to review the lodge at the ball. Did you get that okay?
I didn't.
Nope. That's been a couple of 3 weeks ago, I think. Mike, I believe you came by the office after I left. I can send it again.
Send it again, because I didn't get it. Maybe
is that
we'll
a court order issue?
It was an issue where...
Is it a court order issue?
It's a court order, yes. Okay. On December 31st, you had approved the abatement for 2013. When I found out that the new owner paid the taxes... correct that. I believe it was 14 you approved. I found out that he had paid the taxes for 13 as well. He requested did. You all reviewed it and denied it.
Well, that's more because he knew he was paying it when he bought it. He already knew what the taxes were when he bought it, right? That's one we've already heard. And
he had to know because he paid it. Yeah. But it was the same issue for 13 or 14. I mean, it was an error in both cases.
That's the one, Brennan, you said we didn't, if we don't take any action on its denial. That was your comments on that.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I don't hear.
I believe you all voted to deny it. Quite certain you did.
Well, I thought that was the one that you made that come on. Yeah.
It was quite a while ago.
It was December 31st.
Yeah.
But it was the same. The argument is that it was an error both in 13 and 14.
I'd have to look at it again. I don't know.
You corrected it for 1 year, but not the other.
Yeah, I didn't get it in to review again, so.
Well, I can bring you another, I'll get you another copy.
I have next on the agenda the personal property add-on report.
Yes, sir. I've got the December 2014 personal property add-on report and the January 2015 personal property add-on reports. How do you explain that? The add-on reports show the personal property that was added on to people's tax bills, and in order for them to be able to get their vehicles licensed and everything, they go straight through to from the assessor to the auditor without going through prior approval of the commission. And this here is just approving that those add-ons could have been added on. Is the way I understand the way the add-on report works.
This is the monthly report that we're bringing you, wherein a taxpayer might come to the assessor's office and say that you have the wrong vehicle on. Rather than bringing it to you and having them pay it done, they do an add-on, which the way the new system is it is unpaid. It is just a change. If it shows that you owe $500 in that vehicle with the wrong vehicle, now you owe $1,000, it just changes it from the $500 to $1,000. Since it's unpaid, it goes directly to the collector so that taxpayer can pay their taxes on the spot. Then monthly, we bring it to you for approval because that's something that the state auditor says we need to do, and that's the process you've asked us to do.
Whereas before it took it off and then added it back on, this just changes it, right?
This changes it right on the spot. Okay.
So do we need to
bring it to you now as if they've actually paid on something?
Do we need to approve it?
Yes, you have to approve it. That was something we were written up on. In the past, we didn't think we had to, but we know now that we do have to approve it.
So you want that first one to be... just December 2014. Did you look at it, Danny?
I haven't even seen it.
Yeah, December 14th.
The reason we didn't bring it to you last time is because we were having our vendor work on the report. Originally, it had 152 pages to it, so we had it condensed down to where it shows the beginning amount and then the what was adjusted and the ending amount, and got it down to a 15-page report rather than 152 pages.
And then what's presented to us is just a one page.
No, it's 15 pages long.
What?
For the emails only.
It's in one December's in one Excel file.
Yeah.
And January's in a separate Excel file. But each Excel file is, well, that one is like 15 pages. Between the two of them, it's 15 total pages.
where you have an adjustment on those, who determines that? The assessor's office or?
Yes, but that's based on the evidence that's provided. They go into the state database and look at what that individual actually owes.
On vehicles and things, I can see that would be easy. On other personal property, I can see where it can be difficult.
Well, again, it falls to the honest man's law. Whatever a person says they own is what they say they own. And there's not really a whole lot we can do unless we see it in the state database. And then there's, you know, we can do something about it.
Manny, we scanned their assessment forms. They signed them. We can review those. But the main thing is vehicles, and you've got the Department of Revenue to review, just like Don was saying. So,
I see some
argue that.
I see some of the same names in here that we did the 2010 deal just a while ago, and I don't.
I don't have a clue what it would be, but it's, we do have cases, it keeps us busy somewhat, where people will move out of the state for a short period of time or 2 or 3 years, then they'll move back to the state, to the county. And it could be one of those cases, the name you're seeing, I don't know what it is, but it could be that they moved away.
Well, more than one, I'm just talking about some. And I see why you're doing this, but here's my question. If you're giving an assess today for approval, why are we approving individual personal property that's brought to us? Because this is
the ones we don't bring to are paid. The ones we bring individually are paid.
These are paid situations, and from Donna's comment, the state auditor asked this to happen. Correct.
And those are unpaid, Danny.
Which ones?
Well, the correction.
The ones in his hand are all unpaid.
Oops, the correction.
Well, they may have been paid by now, but at the time that occurred, they were all unpaid.
Unpaid.
And then we do the report monthly.
But more than likely, they had to get it paid so they could get their license, so they're most likely paid by now.
I'm on there because they had two vehicles that I haven't owned in 2 years.
There you go.
So they fixed it in the office, your guys' office, fixed it right then, and then I went and paid my taxes.
Yep.
Right afterwards.
Because you couldn't get your license without it.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I went and paid my taxes. It was December 31st, and my taxes were due. So I had nothing to do with my license or whatever. But anyways.
Oh, okay. But if you'd gone to get license.
Then they would have kicked, yeah.
They kicked it out because it showed you had something.
So if you look on the last page, I'm on there because there was two vehicles that I didn't own. Still on there that I was being charged for.
Right.
This is a cleanup.
Right. And again, your office was able to look it up through MoDOT or through DR and said, hey, yeah, you guys didn't own this.
Exactly. Happens every day.
But I'm not going to make a motion or anything on this because I'm on there.
That'd be all the reason I'd want to make a motion on it. We have to make a motion for acceptance of this.
We have to approve it.
We have to approve it. And you're telling me that this is something that state requested through.
In the state auditor's report, you got right now for, I guess, 2010. And we've been doing it ever since then. But
previously, it was the old software you guys had, it showed it coming off and then the new one coming on. The only difference is now, Danny, is that now it just shows the value change, right?
Yeah.
Motion to approve the exhibit They've got Exhibit B on this, but I don't want it to be...
Well, it's not Exhibit B. It just says Exhibit on it. Right now, I'd have to have it written it in there.
Okay.
You just want to say December of 8, or what would that be?
Let's make that C
okay,
for today's date. And that way, when we go back through, it'll be easy to find. We've already got A and B, and this will be C. So motion for approval of Exhibit C with today's date.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You know what I think?
You noted that he abstained, right? Okay. Now what we got?
The next one is the same thing, except it's for the month of January.
Okay. It's not as thick.
It's not as thick.
Everybody paid their taxes by then. This Exhibit D.
Move to approve Exhibit D for today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I have.
We have next on the agenda fuel card agreement renewal.
Brandon, I haven't looked at it, but is that renewal the same agreement that we had last year or year before?
Yes, and there's no charge to the county.
Right.
But it's a...
I didn't see anybody from the Sheriff's Department here, so I hung around, but that Wright Express thing, I helped them set that up initially a few years ago.
If there's no change in it, I'm going to make a motion for approval.
Yep. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have next MAC representative appointment.
Gentlemen, I've been on the MAC board now for 2 or 3 years. Anyway, I had some reasons that I needed to let one of you gentlemen take that over. It requires a trip to Jeff City about 5 times in the first part of the year, and then meetings at all your legislative conferences. So I don't know which one of you gentlemen want to take that appointment. It's for the 3 commissioners, and it's pretty important. You see all the bills and everything that are being presented from the state legislative body. You have a voice of input of whether the MAC, Missouri Association of Counties, wants to support or go against those bills. It's a pretty important issue. Pretty important board to set on. So, if one of you wants to be on there, well, I'll make a motion for your
nomination,
and we'll go from there.
shoot.
Okay. Motion to appoint Brandon Williams as Taney County's representative for the MAC board on the commissioner's side. The other one's voted on by the other elected officials.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
The next one is the University of Extension. It's the same situation on it. Actually, James has been voted onto that board for the University Extension, and I didn't want to have any appearance of conflict with that.
And this isn't a, is it a board position or is it just a?
Yes.
It is a board position. Mike, you want that one?
Do you know when they meet?
Every Tuesday, I believe it's the first Tuesday of every month.
Okay, I'll take that.
I nominate Mike Schofield for the University of Missouri Extension appointment, board appointment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Let's see.
Got approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes.
I read them, but didn't get the dates on them. Write them down, Mike. I'm sorry about that. I went through those this morning. Brandon, do you have any objections to me going ahead and making a motion to approve these?
No.
Motion to approve regular session minutes of February 18th. February the 23rd. Do you have a folder with executive session minutes in them? No, let's just approve the regular minutes, then we'll do these executive sessions.
With or without corrections?
With corrections, but
second.
I think...
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then motion for approval of February 18th executive session minutes.
Is that not in a folder?
Mm-mm. No. That's what I asked about, if it was in a folder, so... That motion was with corrections.
Okay, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Exchange of BRO funds for soft match credit with Gentry County.
Is Jason coming or Randy's
got it? We don't have any representative
from here. They're out of town, but we have a county that wants to do the same thing as Schuyler County, trading $75,000.
Is it one-to-one?
One-to-one.
Move to approve the exchange of bro funds for soft match credit with Gentry County.
On a one-to-one basis.
On whatever the agreement says.
Right. Yeah, they sign.
Right. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
It's very unusual to get one-to-one match on this. Usually 50 cents on the dollar. Right. We've had two counties come forward with one-to-one match, and it's a great deal for Taney County.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Next, yeah, we're going to recess till 10:30, and then 10:30 we're scheduled for executive session.